It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The race for Congress in the newly carved 10th District is one of the most closely watched primary contests in New York. 15 Democrats are seeking to get on the ballot, including ex-Mayor Bill de Blasio, to represent an area that includes Lower Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim explains why endorsements may play a bigger role this year.
Elections are when political clubs flex their power through endorsements. But when the downtown independent Democrats penciled a public forum for June 7th, they got a lot more interest than they bargained for. Richard Corman is the president of the club.
It's far from an ideal. Does that mean we don't want people to run? No, not necessarily, but there's a limit in people's mental capacity to take in all these candidates.
According to an early poll, 77% of voters are undecided, and they won't have much time to make up their minds. The primary is on August 23rd. Those factors, along with the expectation of a low turnout, is why many experts say endorsements will matter more than usual. For instance, Bruce Giori, a Democratic political strategist, says an endorsement from the New York Times could pack a bigger punch.
Given the demographics of this district, which is a lot of highly educated people, professional people, a mix of brownstone Brooklyn and what I'll call the southern west side, that's where the Times readership is. And in a race like this, where you have a lot of different options, the Times endorsement can really be helpful there.
Other endorsers include grassroots political groups like the Working Families Party, who will be looking to back a winning candidate to represent their interests in Congress. For candidates, an endorsement like that can translate into campaign dollars and volunteers. High-profile elected officials like Mayor Eric Adams could also try to tip the race.
I'm looking at the races. I'm looking at the candidates. These are important times for us, and I need help.
City Controller Brad Lander told WNYC that he's also planning to endorse a candidate. As a city council member, he represented parts of Brooklyn that overlap with the new district. As for the downtown independent Democrats, they still plan to endorse too. They're splitting the candidates into two separate forums later this month. Elizabeth Kim, WNYC News.